So what do you think, though, Charlie, the long-range plan is? What do they want? Do they want to take us over? Do they want to invade us? What is it?
They want to, the 20-year realm here, and this was predicted by a white paper coming out of the Japanese government, is the Chinese want to overtake us militarily and economically somewhere between 2015 and 2020. They want to push us out of the Eastern Pacific region and become the dominant power. Currently, they are working on dominating everything within 1,000 miles of their border and working to take that next step to a global network, a global domination. So this is, again, take us back to Sun Tzu, how to fight a war without killing yourself. They know full well that going to nuclear war with the United States is not going to be the answer.
It's suicide, isn't it?
Right. Fighting a slow proxy war where they spread nuclear weapons to proxy states, they give advanced technologies to proxy groups like transnational terrorists, pin us down, spread us out, make us spend ourselves to death, then eventually when we're weak, they can just walk in without much resistance at all.
And you think, do you believe that?
They outlined this. It's actually in one of their own books, the Asymmetrical Warfare book, which was written by two senior colonels in the Chinese Air Force. They mentioned using Al-Qaeda specifically for terrorist operations against the United States.
Oh, they must be having a field day whenever we have a problem with that.
One of the things I think that was probably the most disturbing events of 9/11 is a group of Chinese journalists were visiting the U.S. They were in the State Department at the time of the attack. They witnessed it with the rest of us. When the second plane struck the towers in New York, they broke into cheers and high fives.
No.
Yes.
They should have been arrested on the spot.
The State Department official who was in charge of the situation shut down the TV and hustled them out of the room and promptly tried to quiet it up. Bill Gertz knows about it. He's written about it. I know about it from witnesses on the scene, the guy at the State Department who relayed this exactly to me, word for word. He said he wasn't appalled. He was chilled to the bone.